أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان، الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام، فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام، والحب ذو العصف والريحان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار، وخلق الجن من مارج من نار، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ رب المشرقين ورب المغربين، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان، بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى only through his kindness has granted us innumerable favors, countless favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you try to enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so, because they are countless. Our existence is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were nothing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us existence. And with this existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us eyes, ears, tongue, nose, fingers, hands, feet, brain, heart, kidneys, lungs. And there are so many other favors within our body which we are unaware of. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we acknowledge to be the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are much more less in number than those favors which we are unable to acknowledge as the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our bodies, around us, physical favors, spiritual favors, so the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are innumerable, countless. Countless favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innumerable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst these favors, one of the greatest favors is the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is one of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most precious favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A priceless favor. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِئِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This book is Quran Kareem, Noble Quran. Qaf wal Quran al Majid. This book is Quran al Majid, the glorious Quran. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. It is a Mubarak kitab.
blessed kitab.
Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum.
It is maw'izah, advice. It is a source of advice.
And maw'izah is that advice which penetrates the heart.
قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ.
Quran is مَوْعِذَةٌ وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ.
Quran is shifa for all the spiritual ailments of the heart.
It is shifa for hasad, jealousy.
It is shifa for bughz, hatred.
It is shifa for kibr, pride.
It is shifa for bukhl, miserliness.
It is shifa for bid'ah, innovation.
It is shifa for nifaq, hypocrisy.
It is shifa for shirk, idolatry.
And it is shifa for kufr, disbelief.
Shifa'un lima fi sudur.
It is shifa for all the ailments of the heart.
Wahudan, this book is hidayah,
source of guidance.
It is a source of guidance for the muttaqin, and it is a source of guidance for the whole of humanity.
Alif lam mim dhalikal kitab.
This book,
la rayba fi,
there is no doubt in this book.
There is no doubt in its authenticity.
There is no doubt in its contents.
There is no doubt that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hudan lil muttaqin.
It is a source of guidance for those people with taqwa.
And it is also a source of guidance for the whole of humanity.
For those people who do not have taqwa, for those people who have yet to accept Islam.
Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'anu hudan lil nas.
So it is hidayah for muttaqin, it is hidayah for the whole of humanity.
Warahma, warahma, it is rahma, it is a source of rahma,
it is a source of mercy,
lil mu'mineen, for the believers.
It is a source of rahma,
it is rahma from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And it is also fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is fadlullah and it is rahmatullah.
قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا.
It is fadlullah.
Quran is fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And Quran is rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And it is such a great grace and such a great mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kul, O my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that they should rejoice upon this fadl and this rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kul, O my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bi dhalika falyafrahu.
The mu'mineen, the believers, should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And it is also khair.
This Quran is also khair, goodness.
Huwa khairum mimma yajma'oon.
It is such a great khair that if anything on this earth, if everything on this earth was put together,
all the gold, all the silver, all the diamonds, all the rubies,
everything that is precious in the eyes of the humans, if it was all accumulated together and put on one side, and if the Quran was put on the other side, then Quran would be much more greater khair than this khair. One of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. It is a source of rahmah, it is a source of fadl, it is a source of maw'izah, it is a source of hidayah. It is a source of hidayah. Despite that, how many Muslims are connecting themselves to this source of hidayah? Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal-ard. It is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. If all the heavens and whatever they could contain, and if the whole world was put together on one side, Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ لِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for every nation, for every people, for every individual, there is an element of pride. There is an element of pride. Dhoraj family. This person in our family is an element of pride for us. He is very wealthy and he looks after poor people, destitute people. He is a source of pride for us. Great alim in our family. He is serving the Muslim Ummah community. It is a source of pride for us. For every family, for every nation, for every group, for every community, for everything, there is an element of pride. The Bangladeshis have their element of pride. The Gujaratis will have their element of pride. The Pakistanis will have their element of pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bless a particular nation only. Allah blesses everybody. So every nation, every family, every individual will have an element of pride. Then alhamdulillah. And as a result of this element of pride, some becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the victims of pride, that I am big, I am something. And there are others who realize this element of pride to be a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they become humble and they are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for every individual, for every person, for every family, for every nation, for every people, there is an element of pride. What is the element of pride for my ummah? What should my ummah be proud of? وَإِنَّ بَهَا أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Quran is the element of pride for my ummah. Quran is the element of honor for my ummah. But if the ummah does not connect itself to this element of pride, how can they be proud of this Quran? Quran is the element of honor, but if the ummah does not connect itself to this element of honor, how will Allah grant them honor? Those people who connect themselves to the Quran and submit to the injunctions of the Quran, the commands of the Quran, they are Muslims in its true sense. Musalman, Muslim. Muslim, Musalman. Who is Muslim? Who is a Musalman? The one who submits himself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the glorious Quran. Allah will not communicate with us. Allah will not speak to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His servants through the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has communicated with us and the people to come until the day of Qiyamah through His most beloved messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And He revealed the glorious Quran. And He communicated to us through His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the ahadith. So Quran is the fundamental source of Allah's will. And the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the first commentary of this fundamental source of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people who submit to the Quran, they submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is a Muslim? Muslim is he who submits to the Quran. Muslim is he who submits to the Quran. So one name for the one who submits to the Quran is Muslim. Another name is Hamilul Quran. Hamilul Quran. The one who continually carries the Quran with him. So on every step he takes, he asks first, he asks himself, what does my Creator want from me? What is the demand of the Quran? And he behaves accordingly. He is Hamilul Quran, the one who carries the Quran. Sahibul Quran is another term. Sahibul Quran. Sahibul Quran is the companion of the Quran, the one who keeps Quran with him all the while. That means who keeps in his heart and mind the commands of the Quran. And before taking any breath, before taking any step, in any direction, he will question himself, what is the demand of the Quran? Sahib-e-Quran, the companion of the Quran, Hamil-e-Quran, the carrier of the Quran, and Muslim, the one who has submitted to the Quran. And one who does not submit to the Quran, he is Tariq-e-Quran, the one who has forsaken the Quran, the one who is not prepared to submit to the Quran, the one who is not prepared to read the Quran, the one who is not prepared to understand the message of the Quran, and the one who is not prepared to practice upon the message of the Quran. Tariq-e-Quran. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalma hokar. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalma hokar. Hum khar huye Tariq-e-Quran hokar. This is the difference between we and the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Mujmain. That the Sahaba were Muslima. The Sahaba were Muslims. The Sahaba were Ashabul Quran. The Sahaba were Hamilin Quran. The Sahaba were Ahlul Quran. They were the people of the Quran. They were the carriers of the Quran. They were the companions of the Quran. They were people who had submitted themselves to the Quran. And we are Tariqin Quran. We are those who have forsaken the Quran. And Quran is an element of pride, element of honor, element of dignity, element of glory. Because they were the companions of the Quran, they were the companions of glory. They were the companions of dignity. They were the companions of honor. And because we have forsaken the Quran, we have deprived ourselves of dignity, honor and glory. So the poet says, وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر. The Sahaba Ikram رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علی مجمعین were granted glory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were granted dignity, they were granted honor. Why? Because they were Muslims. They had submitted themselves to the Quran. Because they were حاملین Quran, the carriers of the Quran. They were اصحاب Quran, the companions of the Quran. And why have we become disgraced in this day and age? Hum khar hui, we have become disgraced, Tariq-e-Quran hokar, because we have forsaken the Quran. We are not prepared to read the Quran. We have no time to read the Quran. We are not prepared to read the Quran. Those of us who do read the Quran, we are unable to complete the desired quantity. So we don't read the Quran. Those of us who do read the Quran, we are unable to complete the quantity. And those of us who do complete the quantity, it is void of quality. So number one, we don't read the Quran. Number two, if we do read the Quran, we cannot complete the quantity. Daily one juz, daily half a juz, daily one and a half juz, whatever we have stipulated for ourselves. Urwa ibn Zubair, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great tabi'i, he had stipulated 7.5 juz for himself daily. He would recite 7.5 juz of the glorious Quran daily. He had stipulated this. And he would recite these seven and a half juz, not while sitting in the masjid or not while looking in the mushaf. He would recite daily in tahajjud salat. We find 20 rakat difficult, 1.25 juz, 1.25 juz. And after the 16th of Ramadan, only 1 juz daily. So 1.25 juz, 1 juz divided into 20 rakat, and we find it difficult. During the month of Ramadan, we shop around for Taraweeh. Shop, which masjid completes the Taraweeh earliest in comparison to other? 55 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes. And some masajid, they compel the imams to complete, the committee members, they compel the imams to complete the Taraweeh in a certain time. What will these committee members say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are made to stand in His court? And this is not hearsay. It is a reality. It is a reality. Each hafiz is allocated time for his 4 rakats. Maximum 8 minutes. Maximum 9 minutes. Maximum 10 minutes. And if he is unable to complete in those 8 minutes or 9 minutes, he is summoned by the committee members and he is questioned. In this country and abroad also. This is because our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not relationship of love. It is relationship of fear. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relationship of fear only, not love. When we come to perform Fajr Salat, it is because we fear Allah. We fear the punishment of Allah. When we come for Zohar Salat, it is because we fear His punishment. When we come for Asar Salat, we fear His punishment. When we perform the 20 rakat Taraweeh in Ramadan, it is because we fear His punishment. In order to safeguard ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we carry out the duties. Not because we love Allah. My friends, let us change our outlook. Let us change our mindset. Let us for once worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because we fear Him, but because we love Him. If we were to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Him, we would love to stand in His court for a longer period. Longer period. Upon the completion of 20 rakat, we would have desired another 2 rakat. Another 2 rakat. Shaykh Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he used to say that when I place my forehead in sajda, I do not desire to raise my forehead from sajda. It is my desire that I remain in sajda. It is not my desire to raise my head. Why? Because he says that when I go into sajda, I feel as if I have put my forehead in the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stroking my head. This is the enjoyment I experience when I am in sajda. Urwa ibn Zubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, daily 7.5 juz and in tahajjud. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would perform 8 rakat tahajjud. 8 rakat tahajjud. In units of 2s. 2, 2, 2, 2. 8 rakats. Let us try to perform tahajjud salah. If possible, 8 rakat. If not, then 6. If not, then 4. If not, then at least 2 rakat. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from tonight we will perform tahajjud salat. And the time for tahajjud begins after Isha salat. So those of us with deep sleep, heavy sleep, who are unable to wake up for tahajjud salat, let us perform at least 2 rakat with the intention of tahajjud after the Isha salat. So after performing the 4 fard, let us perform 2 rakat sunnah. Thereafter, let us perform 2 rakat nafla with the intention of tahajjud. And after performing 2 rakat nafla with the intention of tahajjud, raise our hands and say to Allah that, O Allah, I am grateful to you for granting me the tawfiq to perform tahajjud salat. Until now I was not performing 2 rakat tahajjud after Isha salat. But now I am performing, O Allah, I am grateful to you. I am grateful to you. Only 2 rakat. Perform 2 rakat tahajjud daily after Isha. Between sunnah and witr. Between sunnah and witr. Perform 2 rakat tahajjud. Turn to Allah and say, O Allah, I am grateful to you for granting me the tawfiq to perform tahajjud salat. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the glorious Quran? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to me, I will increase your favor. If we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soon we will find that we are performing 4 rakat. And soon we will find that we are not performing 4 rakat after Isha, but we are waking up at tahajjud, at the best time of tahajjud, and performing 4 rakat. So let us make a resolution that inshallah daily we will perform at least 2 rakat salatu tahajjud between the sunnah after Isha and between the witr salat. Tahajjud salah is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the awliya, whatever they have acquired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was through tahajjud salah. They would perform tahajjud salah and they would communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the darkness of the night. During the darkness of the night, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to perform tahajjud daily. Sometimes short, majority of the times long salat, long, very long. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that sometimes he would go into prostration and the prostration would be so long, the sajda would be so long that I would fear that he has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. The sign of the people of Jannah is that they are regular with tahajjud salah. قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. The people of Jannah, during the nights, they sleep very less. Those people for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared great ni'mats of Jannah. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. I have prepared for my pious servants such ni'mats that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has any mind thought about them. Who are these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people who will be granted these favors in Jannah, who are they? تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. These are those people whose sides remain aloof from their beddings. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ. Those who wake up for tahajjud, whose sides remain aloof from their beddings. And they after tahajjud, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They beseech their Rabb. They make dua. خَوْفًا وَتَمْعًا. They have fear and they have hope also. With hope and with fear. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? One of their qualities, الَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend their nights in sajda and qiyam. So let us make a resolution. This is first resolution today, inshallah. The prime resolution, the first resolution which every Muslim should make which every Muslim should make throughout his life, is I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will always carry out fard. I will always carry out wajib. I will always carry out sunnah muakkada. I will never go near haram. I will never go near makruh tahrimi. And if I do, I will repent immediately. This is the prime resolution. This should be at the top of the list. And thereafter we make, this is the general resolution. And thereafter we make so many other resolutions. And from amongst those resolutions, one resolution we are making today is that we will never, never forego tahajjud. Because the time for tahajjud begins after Isha. Very simple, very easy. So perform tahajjud after Isha, only 2 rakat. And say to Allah, oh Allah, I am grateful to you. You have granted me the tawfiq to perform tahajjud. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to wake up. Wake up at the best time of tahajjud and grant me the tawfiq to perform tahajjud during that time. Inshallah, a time will come when you will become tahajjud guzar. You will become a person who is regular with tahajjud. So Urwa ibn Zubair, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was a very busy person, Urwa ibn Zubair. Urwa ibn Zubair was one of the 7 top fuqaha of Madinah Munawwara. All his life, learning and teaching, learning and teaching, learning and teaching. One of the greatest muftis that the Ummah has seen. One of the greatest muftis. Son of Zubair ibn Awwam, radiyallahu anhu. Son of Asma binti Abi Bakr, radiyallahu anha. The nephew of Aisha, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The grandson of Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Urwa ibn Zubair, a great tabi'i. So he was not free. Busy. But they had allocated time for themselves, for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also for the Khaliq. We have to distribute our time for ourselves, for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also for Khaliq. Many of us make a mistake and we remain engaged only in ourselves. Then there is another group who remain engaged only in themselves and the people around them, their families. And there are religious people who are concerned about deen, ulama, muballighin, du'at, who remain engaged with themselves, their worldly matters or their deeni matters, and who remain engaged with the makhluk. Teaching, da'wah. But they have no time to connect themselves to Allah. They have no time to connect themselves to Allah. What? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest muallim, the greatest teacher, and the greatest da'i, the greatest muballig. What does Allah say to him? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا وَذْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. During the day, you engage yourself with the makhluk, and during the night, you engage yourself with me. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you are finished with your obligation with the makhluk, during the night, you must stand on the musalla, and you must talk to me. We must take out time for ourselves, we must take out time for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must take out time for Khaliq also. So Urwa ibn Zubair rahimahullahu ta'ala, despite being very busy, he would take out time for tahajjud, and he would recite 7.5 juz daily. Daily, 7.5 juz. And during the day he would browse through, because he was a mufassir as well, but he would still browse through. He would browse through the tafsir of these 7.5 juz. So when he is reciting during the night, he knows what he is reciting. So not only lip service, with total concentration. There were only a few days in his life, a few days. Days that you can count on fingers. Only a few days in his life when due to ill health, he was unable to perform the tahajjud salat. when his leg was amputated. So for 2-3 days he was unable to perform salat. But even during the night when his leg was amputated, during the night when his family members who were looking after him, during the darkness of the night, they could hear him communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even during the night. He could not perform tahajjud that night, but he was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was his level? What was his level of shukra and sabr? He was saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you had granted me 4 limbs. 4 parts which are very, very important for a human. 2 hands and 2 legs. Oh Allah, you have only taken 1 from me. I am grateful to you that you have kept 3 with me. He was not complaining. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you that despite all my shortcomings, you had granted me 4 parts of the body to sustain myself. But you have taken only 1 from me. And during that period, one son had passed away in an accident. So he said, oh Allah, I'm so grateful to you that you have kept 3 behind and only taken 1 from me. This was the level of sabr and shukr. Daily, 7.5 juz. Every 4th day he would complete the Quran. Every 4th day he would complete the Quran. There were some who would complete the Quran every 3rd day. They had stipulated 10 juz daily. There were others who would complete the whole Quran daily. Daily. Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, rahimahullah ta'ala, great muhaddith. He completed the whole Quran daily during the night in tahajjud for 30 years continuously. 30 years continuously. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So there are those of us who don't read the Quran at all. There are those who read the Quran but are unable to complete the quantity. So let us, this is the second resolution we made, that inshallah from today we will read the Quran daily. Inshallah. We will read the Quran daily. Inshallah. Preferably 1 juz daily. But if we are unable to begin with 1 juz, let us begin with 3/4. If not 3/4, half. If not half quarter. If not quarter, 1 ruku. If not 1 ruku, 1 page. If not 1 page, half a page. But let us all make a resolution. Everyone who is listening to me at this very moment, whether in the masjid, whether at home, and every person who will listen to me later on, let us make a resolution that until I breathe my last, daily, 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 I will complete the recitation of the Quran. Half a page, 1 page. Let us begin with half a page, 1 page, like the 2 rakats of tahajjud, and daily say to Allah that, oh Allah, I was so neglectful in regard to your book, and you have granted me the tawfiq to recite half a juz today. I am grateful to you. Allah, grant me the tawfiq to recite more. Grant me the tawfiq to recite more daily. And stipulate time, fix time, allocate time, and in that time do nothing but recite the Quran. Within 6 months, my friends, you will find that you love the Quran, you love reciting the Quran, and you can't wait for that time when you are reciting the Quran, and you will find in yourself the desire that I wish I had more time and I was able to recite more than 1 juz. And then slowly, slowly you will find that it is increasing 1.25, 1.5, 2, and when you will reach your 50s and 60s and 70s, you will find that you are completing the Quran once every week. Let us begin, my friends, let us begin today. Because death is round the corner. Death does not discriminate between old and young. Death does not discriminate between alim and non-alim. Death does not discriminate between pious and irreligious person. Death does not discriminate between Muslim and non-Muslim. Death does not discriminate between Ummati and Nabi. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every person will taste death. Every soul will taste death. So there are those of us who don't recite the Quran. There are those who do recite the Quran, who do recite the Quran but do not complete the quantity. And there are those who complete the quantity but recite the Quran without quality. And then there are those who recite the Quran, completing the quantity with quality. They recite the Quran and they complete the quantity on a daily basis, one juz, on a daily basis, two juz, whatever they have stipulated for themselves, and also with quality. They have made an effort to go to the ulama, go to the huffaz, go to the qurra, and make their Quran better with tajweed. But they have no time to understand the Quran. They are not prepared to understand the Quran. Not that they have no time, they are not prepared to understand the Quran. Every masjid, every major masjid, or at least every locality has a masjid where an alim is imparting the durus of the Quran. Every locality, alhamdulillah. Every locality has an alim who is imparting the durus of the Quran. If we love the Quran, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to understand the message of the Quran, why is it that we cannot find time to sit in the durus of these ulama? Without sitting in the company of the ulama, how will we understand the Quran, my friends? What is another way of understanding the Quran? Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, a great mufassir, Imam Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was a mufassir. He was also a muhaddis. During those times, they were everything, all in one. But he is more famous in tafsir. And only Ibn Abbas was not his teacher. He had various teachers. He benefited from various sahaba. He was a tabi'i. But let us take only one subject, the tafsir of the Quran. And tafsir of the Quran only from one teacher, Ibn Abbas. He must have studied tafsir from Ibn Umar also, from other sahaba also. But we are taking just one subject from one teacher. He studied the tafsir of the whole Quran 30 times only from Ibn Abbas. Why? Because he wanted to become Rais al-Mufassirin, the greater Mufassir that the world has seen? No. Because he wanted to know what Allah is saying to him. He loved Allah. It's like receiving a letter from the beloved. Despite having read the letter and despite knowing the contents of the letter, the lover will read that letter over and over again. If we had love for Allah, the true love for Allah, and if we had true love for the Quran, we would have wanted to understand the Quran, each and every word of the Quran. But here the situation is that we are in our 50s, we are in our 40s, we are in our 60s, we are in our 70s, yet we do not understand the tafsir of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are reciting Surah Fatiha in every rakat without knowing what my Creator is saying to me. So those of us who do recite the Quran, completing the quantity and with quality, we have no time for understanding the Quran. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say that Quran is a letter from the Creator to the creation. It is a letter. When we receive a letter from somebody known to us or somebody unknown to us, how do we feel inside? We receive a letter from somebody unknown, an anonymous letter. We don't know who the sender is. And he has written that letter in a language we do not understand. What will be our behavior? Will we just sit back and ignore that letter? No, we will go to somebody who is able to interpret that letter for us. Letter of a creation to another creation. We receive a letter of a creation to another creation. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation like you, you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. Until you understand the message, you cannot sit in peace. But here Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, here you have received a letter from the Creator. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this letter has come through the most virtuous creation of Allah, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this letter was sent to Sayyidul Mursaleen through the most virtuous angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah had chosen the best month and the best night of the month, and the best place is Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara for this letter. The letter that you receive from a creation, what does it contain? It may contain message of happiness or message of grief. Message of happiness, somebody is engaged, somebody has passed away. In this day and age, text message is also a letter. Text message, message. Quran is a message, text message is a message, email is a message. When you receive a message from a creation, it may contain a message of happiness that somebody is engaged, somebody is getting married, somebody has married, Allah has granted somebody a child, or a message of grief. Somebody has passed away, somebody has become ill, somebody has suffered an accident. Message of grief, message of happiness. This message of happiness is temporary happiness, and this message of grief is temporary grief. Somebody has passed away, for how long will you remain grieved? And somebody is born, for how long will you remain happy? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation like you, which contains message of temporary happiness or message of temporary grief. Yet, you cannot rest in peace until you understand that message. Here, a letter has come to you from the Creator. It also contains message of happiness or message of grief, message of everlasting happiness and message of everlasting grief. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Message of everlasting happiness, message of everlasting grief. Yet you have no time to understand this message. So those of us who do read the Quran, completing its quantity with quality, we have no time to understand the Quran. So this is the third homework, third resolution we need to make, that inshallah minimum once a week we will sit in the company of an alim who is imparting dars of the Quran, and we will try to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this resolution, my friend. Whether it is in this masjid, whether it is in another masjid, try to find that alim towards whom you find inclination. Any alim, as long as his aqidah, his ideology, his thinking is correct, he belongs to the group of ulama-i haqqa, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Any alim of your choice. I am not saying that participate in the Darse Quran of Maulana Imran. I am not saying participate in the Darse Quran of Maulana Salim Nawab. I am not saying participate in the Darse Quran of Mufti Ibrahim, Mufti Farooq, Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant all these ulama, the ulama I have mentioned and the other ulama who are present in this gathering, the other ulama who are striving hard in London, throughout the UK, throughout the world, ulama who have the fikr of the hereafter, who are God-fearing, who are firm in their knowledge and who are firm in their amal, who are treading the path of the pious predecessors, the akabir and the salafus salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen their shadows upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them barakah in their ilm and amal and khulus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to benefit from such ulama. There are so many good ulama here in this part of London. Good ulama. who are teachers of Ahadith, teachers of Bukhari Sharif, teachers of Muslim Sharif. There are ulama in this part of London who I regard as amongst the top 10 or top 5 ulama. There may be an alim in this part of London who I may regard as the top alim of the UK. Top alim of the UK. Benefit from them, my friends. Benefit from these ulama before a time comes when we will search for ulama but we will not find ulama. And that time is not far. That time is coming. Benefit from these ulama, my friends. 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes maximum. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. How much time do we spend daily on WhatsApp, on social media? For Allah's message, we cannot take out half an hour per week. We will all have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will we face Allah and how will we answer Allah? How will we answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? When the Quran will say to Allah, when the Quran will make a complaint against us in the court of Allah, that these are your servants who believed in me as being the book of Allah, the word of Allah, but they had no time to open me, they had no time to read me, they had no time to understand me. How will we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a resolution we all need to make, my friends. The glorious Quran is for everybody. It is for ulama, it is for talaba, it is for muballigin, it is for du'at, it is for mashayikh, it is for murids. It is for everybody. Quran is for everybody. Allah has revealed the Quran for everybody. And it is the right of the Quran upon us that we recite the Quran, we understand the Quran, and we practice according to the Quran. And Allah will question us regarding these rights on the day of Qiyamah. I am your sincere friend, my friends. I am your sincere friends. And it is with complete genuineness and sincerity I am requesting you. I'm urging you for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of yourself, for the sake of your future generations, connect yourselves to the Quran by reciting the Quran and by understanding the Quran and by practicing the Quran. So this is another resolution we need to make, that inshallah we will try to find an alim of our choice towards whom we feel inclined, and once a week minimum we will sit in the Durus-e-Quran that are being imparted. So there are those who recite the Quran, complete the quantity, they recite with quality, and they also are understanding the Quran. They are understanding the Quran as well. But now, another shortcoming, they don't practice the Quran. There are so many who know everything. Regarding ulama who have knowledge, regarding ulama, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala said, "Laysa al-alim alladhi ya'rifu al-khayra wa-shar." That person does not deserve the title of al-alim, who knows what khair is and who knows what shar is, who knows what jaiz is, who knows what najaiz is, who knows the permissible impermissible, who knows halal haram, who knows, who has the ilm. Who has ilm, but he does not practice. He does not deserve the title of Mawlana or Alim. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala says, "Laysa al-alimu alladhi ya'rifu al-khayra wa-shar." That person does not deserve the title of Alim, who knows what is khair and what is shar. He does not deserve the title of Alim. Who deserves the title of Alim? وَإِنَّمَا الْعَالِمُ الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ فَيَتَّبِعُهُ وَيَجْتَنِبُ الشَّرَّ وَيَعْرِفُ الشَّرَّ فَيَجْتَنِبُهُ. That person, that alim deserves the title of alim, who knows khair and who follows khair, and who knows shar and who abstains from shar. Only acquiring ilm will not be sufficient, my friends. We will become hamil-e-Quran, we will be the carrier of the Quran, we will become sahib-e-Quran, the companion of the Quran, We will become from the Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. When we submit totally to the Quran. And how do we submit totally to the Quran? By reciting the Quran regularly, completing its quantity with quality, understanding the Quran and practicing the Quran. Practicing. Hurr ibn Qais رضي الله تعالى عنه says that my uncle Uyayna ibn Hisn, he came to Medina Munawwara and he said to me that you are very close to Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه. Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه was the Amir al-Mu'minin. So he said, my uncle said to me that you are very very close to Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه. Can you arrange a meeting for me? So Hurr ibn Qais arranged this meeting. He thought that my uncle has come to visit me and he desires to visit Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, just a visit. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, how are you? Sit in his company for half an hour, 1 hour. So the meeting was arranged. Upon meeting Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Uyayna ibn Hisn began scolding Umar radiyallahu anhu. You are like this and you are like this and you are such a person. So Hurr ibn Qais says that the anger was visible on the face of Umar radiallahu anhu. Anger was visible. And Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala must have felt sorry for his uncle Uyayna ibn Hisn. So he thought, Hurr ibn Qais, but how can I save my uncle? How can I resolve this issue? So Hurr ibn Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu knew that Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is very particular in following the injunctions of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This was a fact known to every Sahabi. That just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular in following the Quran, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Kana khuluquhu al Quran. The seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nothing but Quran. His whole life was Quran. One is the Quran in the Mushaf, the written Quran, and the practical Quran is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And those who sat in his company and who had benefited from his company were also very, very particular. Very particular in regard to reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran. Understanding the Quran. And also following the Quran. So Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala said that I turned to Umar ibn Khattab, who was angry by now. His face was showing that he is very angry. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Oh Amir al-Mu'minin, listen to me now. Leave my uncle alone. Oh Amir al-Mu'minin, listen to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, forgive people. Allah says, forgive people. Allah is ordering you to forgive. وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and Allah is ordering you to enjoin good. Call people towards good. Advise them to do good. وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, Allah is ordering you to turn away from the ignorant people. If people behave with you ignorantly, then Allah is ordering you to turn away. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The quality of the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if they come across people who behave ignorantly, then they don't go into argument with them. What do they say? Assalamu alaikum, I am busy. I'll see you later, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So Allah says, even if you come across an ignorant person who behaves ignorantly with you, then do not behave like him. Just turn your face away, ignore him. And Hurr ibn Qais says that my uncle is also from amongst the ignorant people. So he is from the Jahilin. My uncle is from those people who behave ignorantly, or who has behaved ignorantly, and Allah is commanding you to turn your face away from the ignorant people and ignore them. Allahu Akbar. And immediately, Hurr ibn Qais says that the anger of Umar subsided. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو گئے. They were Muslims. They had submitted themselves to the Quran. They were sahib al-Quran. They were hamil al-Quran. They were from the people of Quran. The anger subsided. And thereafter, Hur ibn Qais says, that kana Umaru waqafan inda kitabillah. The quality of Umar was, that if you say anything to him from the Quran, if you draw his attention towards any item from the Quran, you would find him immediately stand. Stand means you would find him immediately obey that command of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, all ashabul Quran, Bilal radiallahu anhu, 124,000 approximately sahaba, all ashabul Quran, all hamilul Quran. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them glory. Because they had connected themselves to the item of glory. The item of glory, the element of glory, the element of pride, the element of honor for us is Quran. If we associate ourselves to the Quran, Allah will grant us glory today as well. Allah will grant us glory today as well. Allah will grant the Muslims glory during the time of Isa alayhi salam, during the time of Imam Mahdi, because Imam Mahdi and his followers, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and his followers will attach themselves to the glorious Quran. And as a result, Allah will bring back the glory of the Muslims. If the Muslim Ummah as a whole, even today, associates themselves with the Quran, Allah will grant us the glory. Allah will grant us that. So my friends, I was saying that Quran is noble. Quran is Kareem. Quran is glorious, Majid. Quran is Hidayah. Quran is Rahmah. Quran is Maw'izah. Quran is item of pride for us. And those people who associate with this Quran will be elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates a group of people, elevates a nation through this book, the glorious Quran. Nafi ibn Abdul Haris says that I was the governor of Makkah Mukarrama. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu during his Khilafah period had come to Usfan, which is between Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama. And either he was summoned by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, or he himself desired to meet Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he left Medina Makkah Mukarrama to go to Usfan. And when he left Makkah Mukarrama, he appointed Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. Abdul Rahman ibn Abza, who was his freed slave. Nafi ibn Abdul Haris's freed slave. Abdul Rahman ibn Abza, he appointed him as the deputy of Makkah Mukarrama. He was the governor of Makkah Mukarrama. He left Makkah Mukarrama to go and meet Umar radiallahu anhu in Usfan. And in his absence, he appointed his freed slave, Abdul Rahman ibn Abza, as the governor of Makkah Mukarrama. When he met Umar radiallahu anhu, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, the first question Umar radiallahu anhu asked was, who have you appointed as your deputy in Makkah Mukarrama? So Nafi ibn Abdul Haris said, Ibn Abza. I have appointed Ibn Abza, the son of Abza, Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, who is Ibn Abza? This is how insignificant this personality was. Even Umar did not know who Ibn Abza was. I have appointed Ibn Abza. So he said, who is Ibn Abza? He was Amirul Mu'minin. And he questioned Nafi ibn Abdul Haris that you have appointed somebody insignificant as Ibn Abza, that I do not even know who is Ibn Abza. So in reply, Nafi ibn Abdul Haris said, Alimun bil fara'id wa qari'un lil Quran. He did not say that Ibn Abza is from the Dhurat family, or Ibn Abza belonged to the royal family. Ibn Abza, this is his family lineage. He is an Arab, he is a nun. No. In those days, during the time of the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain, these things were not important. What was important was, what is his status in ilm, what is his status in amal. So he said, who is Ibn Abza? So he did not say that he is my freed slave. No, he said, Alimun bil fara'id. He is an alim. Alim who knows the injunctions of the Quran, of the Ahadith, who knows the masail of inheritance. Alimun bil fara'id wa qari'un lil Quran. And he is qari of the Quran. So Umar radiallahu anhu, upon hearing this, he said, Ibn Abza, unknown person. Unknown person to me. But he has been appointed as the deputy of Makkah Mukarrama by Nafi ibn Abdul Haris because of his knowledge in regard to the Book of Allah. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, Sadaqa Rasulullah Samaytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitab yaqawama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate people as a result of this book. As a result of this book. And he said, Ibn Abza, mimman rafa'ahu Allahu bihadha al-kitab. Ibn Abza is from amongst those people whom Allah has elevated as a result of this book. My friends, these two young boys who will be completing the Quran today, what value do we have in our hearts for these two boys? If Umar radiallahu anhu was here today, he would have understood the value of these two boys. If Umar was here today, if Uthman was here today, if Ali was here today, if Abu Bakr was here today, radiallahu anhu, they would have understood the value of the Huffaz, the value of the ulama, and the value of the ulama-i-kiram and the muftiyan-i-idam. What value will we understand? We have become so materialistic. So materialistic. Wealth, 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 wealth. Materialistic progress. Materialistic progress. Materialistic progress. Majority of us who attend such gatherings is for barakah. For barakah. For dua. Because we want to solve our worldly matters, worldly problems. My wife is suffering from cancer. My wife has had a stroke. My father is in hospital. My shop is not doing too well. Oh, there is a Khatm-e-Quran. And after Khatm-e-Quran, duas are accepted. Let us go. Many of us come here. And the relatives who come, they only come to show their faces. Like we go to show our faces in janazah. We go to show our faces in weddings. So in these functions of Khatm-e-Bukhari, functions of Khatm-e-Quran, we go to show our faces. If we become judge and jury for ourselves, and question ourselves that in my locality where I live, whether it is Batley, whether it is Nuneaton, whether it is Coventry, whether it is Leicester, whether it is Bolton, whether it is Blackburn, whether it is Preston, when the Khatm-e-Quran jalsas and gatherings take place, they have been taking place for the past 10 years, how many have I attended? And why have I travelled all the way from Batley and Blackburn all the way up to here? This is the connection we have with the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, creates these opportunities where we do not go with the correct intention, but we are able to understand the concept of our lives as Muslims. So my friends, this is where I will conclude, inshallah. This Quran is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated so many people. Allah is elevating the people. Allah will continue to elevate people. And if, because we cannot see, sometimes we cannot see correctly. If we become very materialistic, then we look at people from the materialistic point of view. So we will look at an alim who is not so well off according to us. And we will think to ourselves, that what does he have? But the same alim is looking at you from his point of view. And because we don't have knowledge, we don't have amal, he probably thinks the same, that what does he have? Only on the day of Qiyamah we will know whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated. So these ulama, these huffaz that we look down upon today, we will see on the day of Qiyamah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated. So let us value the Quran. And one more resolution. Let us make this a resolution that insha'Allah summa insha'Allah, we will strive to make every child of our family a hafiz of the Quran. We will strive. And as a result, inshallah, if not all, sometimes people succeed and the whole family is hafiz. And I have seen a few families where the whole family is huffaz and ulama. The whole family, huffaz and ulama. Let us strive. If our children have grown up, if our children have Mahmud Begda was a king. So one day Mahmud Begda was sitting with the ulama. He was a pious king. He was sitting with the ulama. And with the ulama he was sitting, and the ulama were discussing the virtues of the Quran. And when they were discussing virtues of the Quran, they started mentioning the virtues of the huffaz. So Mahmud Begda sighed. And he said, I am very, very regretful and I feel very sorry for myself that not a single son of mine has become a hafiz. Look at the virtues of the huffaz and the parents of the huffaz. I feel sorry for myself that not a single son of mine has become hafiz of the Quran. And he was hurt, grieved. His son Khalil Khan was sitting in that gathering. Khalil Khan, he had grown up. And Khalil Khan was the prince. Khalil Khan, he left the majlis and he began memorizing the Quran. And after 14-15 months, he completed the whole Quran. After 14-15, the son of Mahmud Begda, the prince, he completed the whole Quran in 14-15 months. And he came to his father and he said, oh my dear father, this year I will lead you in Taraweeh. So he said, Khalil Khan, how will you lead me in Taraweeh? He gave a surprise. Khalil Khan, how will you lead me in Taraweeh? You are not hafiz of the Quran. He said, oh my father, I love you. And I felt your grief that day. 1.5 years ago, I felt that grief. And as a result of your grief, I resolved to become a hafiz of the Quran. Came Ramzan after 6 months. So in total, after 2 years, Sultan Mahmud Begda is standing behind his son, Hafiz Khalil Khan, the prince. And he recited the whole Quran in 20 rakats. First day, he recited the whole Quran in 20 rakat. And thereafter, the second day, he recited the whole Quran in 20 rakat. The third day, he recited the whole Quran in 20 rakat. Fourth day, he recited the whole Quran in 20 rakat. Until the 16th of Ramadan, 16 days, he completed 16 Qurans in 20 rakat. Allah. Allah. So it is not too late. It is not too late. We have been Leicester at the Islamic Dawah Academy, a program where a hafiz has been appointed from morning till evening or late night. He is available all the time. He is my nephew. So if a person says, I will come at 4 o'clock, he will be in the masjid at 4 o'clock. He is ever ready. And who comes to him? Those who have forgotten the Quran and they want to rememorize. And those elderly people who would like to become hafiz but who cannot be regular. So maybe once a week, twice a week, thrice a week. So there are people of older generation who are memorizing the Quran. And a member of Shura of Leicester, his name is Ahmad Bhai Kola. At the age of, he is in his 60s, at the age of 65, he said that I have ample time and I would like your guidance. What shall I do during this free time? So I said, do you have any desire? So he said, yes, I have desire of becoming hafiz of the Quran, but I am 65. I don't think so I will be able to achieve this. So I said, no, you start. I said, daily you start. You go to Zakaria and you start with him. And I said, if you are unable to achieve it in this world, when a person continues until he breathes his last on a regular basis, Allah resurrects him as a Hafiz of the Quran. So he is two-third Hafiz now. At the age of 65, two-third Hafiz. And every day, 2-3 hours he engages with his... He is a member of the Shura and a very active member of the Shura. And Alhamdulillah, very nice brother. Daily. 2-3 hours daily, and inshallah soon he will be completing the... Over two-thirds. Over two-thirds. So, if our children have grown up, encourage them. If they are intelligent. If they are unable to, then grandchildren. Grandchildren. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will encourage every child to become Hafiz of the Quran. And as a result, inshallah, at least one will become Hafiz. And we will also encourage them to become ulama. If not all of them, at least one child should become an alim from every family. One child. One child should become an alim. I was fortunate in during my childhood. I was good in the madrasa as well. I was excelling in madrasa and I was excelling in school, both sides. So I was able to take both routes, either route. But my father chose Darulum for me. And Alhamdulillah, after so many years, I took enrollment in Darulum in 1980. And I graduated in 1986. Alhamdulillah, never have I regretted. Never have I felt that if only my father had sent me to college and then university, and if I had acquired, there is nothing better than becoming a Hafiz of the Quran, becoming Alim of Deen, and then serving Deen and serving the Ummah and serving the community. So my friends, at least one Hafiz, one Alim in every family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the hearts of these two young boys who are completing today, and all the huffaz of the Ummah throughout the world, enlightened with the words of the Quran. And may Allah enlighten the hearts with the meaning of the Quran also. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them, all the other huffaz, all the ulama, the khuddam of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the ability to spread this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the four corners of the world. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهذك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين
اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا خواتيمها وخير اعمارنا اواخرها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الاسلام واهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم عيننا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وأشاكك وأشاك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما صغائر کو بھی معاف فرما کبائر کو بھی معاف فرما اللہ العالمین ہمارے ماں باپ کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما عیال کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما محبین محسنین کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما اپنوں کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما پرائیوں کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما اللہ العالمین جو زندہ ہے ان کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما جو مرحومین ہیں ان کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما اے رحم الرحیم معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے اے رحم الرحیم تو غفور الرحیم ہے تو رحمان الرحیم ہے تو رؤوف و ودود ہے اللہ العالمین تو معاف کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے اللہ العالمین تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے تو اگر ہماری بخشش کر دے گا پوری امت کی بخشش کر دے گا تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی لیکن اللہ العالمین ہم مسکینوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا اللہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہمیں معاف فرما دے اللہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے اللہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے اللہ العالمین ہم تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ العالمین تیرے گھر میں بیٹھ کر اس ختم قرآن کی مبارک مجلس میں تجھ سے معاہدہ کرتے ہیں الہ العالمین اب سے کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے اگر کوئی گناہ ہو جائے گا فوراً توبہ کر دیں گے اے اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما اے اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما اے اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما ہمیں اپنے مخلص بندوں میں شامل فرما دے، ہمیں اپنے اولیاء مقربین میں شامل فرما دے، اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما دے، اپنے صدیق بندوں میں شامل فرما دے، الہی العالمین اپنے خاص بندوں میں شامل فرما دے، اپنے محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما دے، الہی العالمین ہم بہت امیدیں لے کر تیرے دربار میں ہاتھ پھیلائے بیٹھے، الہی العالمین گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں ڈال دے، الہی العالمین ہمارے اور گناہوں کے درمیان دیوار بنا دے، الہی العالمین شیطان اور نفس کے مقاصد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا رب الرحیمین اے ارحم الراحمین اپنی مرضیات پہ چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کی اصلاح فرما دے، ہمارے دلوں کو صاف کر دے، الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں کو تیری محبت کا مرکز بنا دے، الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت کا مرکز بنا دے، تیرے ذکر سے منور فرما دے، الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں میں یقین کامل پیدا فرما، ایمان محکم پیدا فرما، ہمارے دلوں کو رذائل سے برے اخلاق سے پاک فرما، خسائل سے اچھے اخلاق سے آراستہ فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین، رحم کا معاملہ فرما، کرم کا معاملہ فرما، الہ العالمین ہماری نیک امیدیں پوری فرما، دنیوی اخروی ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما، دنیوی اخروی ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما، دنیوی اخروی ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما، الہ العالمین ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں، الہ العالمین ہم سائر بن کر آئے ہیں، الہ العالمین تو شریفوں کا شریف ہے، الہ العالمین تو شرافت کو پیدا کرنے والا ہے، الہ العالمین تو شرافت کا منبع اور مرکز ہے، الہ العالمین شرافت تجھی سے پھوٹ پھوٹ کر پوری کائنات میں پھیلی ہوئی ہے، اے رب الرحیمین دنیا کا اجنا شریف انسان اس کے در پہ جب کوئی جا کر ہاتھ پھیلاتا ہے، الہ العالمین وہ خالی ہاتھ نہیں لوٹاتا، تو تو شریفوں کا شریف ہے، تو شرافت کا منبع اور مرکز ہے، ہم تیرے بندے ہیں بندے، الہ العالمین ہم تیرے در پہ ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں، لالا زمین ہم تیری مغفرت کی بھیک مانگ رہے ہیں، لالا زمین معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، رحمین دائمی مغفرت کا فیصلہ فرما دے، لالا زمین دائمی ولایت کا فیصلہ فرما دے، لالا زمین تیری دائمی رضا کا فیصلہ فرما دے، لالا زمین ہمارے لیے دنیاوی اخروی دائمی عافیت کا فیصلہ فرما دے، دائمی ایمان کا فیصلہ فرما دے، دائمی یقین کا فیصلہ فرما دے، لالا زمین دائمی اصلاح دائمی تزکیہ کا فیصلہ فرما دے، رب الرحیمین جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے، فاطمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے، یا رب الرحیمین دنیاوی اخروی کامیابیوں کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے، یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما دے، الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں، ہمارا مقدر بدل دے، مقدر بدل دے، امت کا مقدر بدل دے، امت کا مقدر بدل دے، امت کا مقدر بدل دے، ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، ظالموں کو ہدایت عطا فرما، اگر ہدایت مقدر میں نہیں ہے الہ العالمین ظالمین کو روک دے، رب العالمین پورے عالم میں امن کو عام فرما، سلامتی کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، الہ العالمین ان چیزوں کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے ان کا غیب سے انتظام فرما، اے رب العالمین برکتیں نازل فرما، رحمتیں نازل فرما، نصرتیں نازل فرما، سکینہ نازل فرما، الہ العالمین سکون نازل فرما، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما، قبر کے عذاب سے حفاظت فرما، اپنے عرش کے سائے کے نیچے جگہ عطا فرما، قیامت کے دن کی رسوائی سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین اب تک جس طرح نے ستاری کا معاملہ کیا ہے، الہ العالمین جنت تک اس ستاری کے معاملے کو باقی فرما، الہ العالمین شفاعت سے حفاظت فرما، سعادت نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین کفر سے حفاظت فرما، ایمان کو مستحکم بنا دے، الہ العالمین شرک سے حفاظت فرما، توحید کو راسخ بنا دے، الہ العالمین نفاق سے حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین خلوص عطا فرما دے، اے رب العالمین ذلت سے بچا لے، عزت عطا فرما، الہ
العالمین بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما، الہ العالمین صحتوں کے دائمی فیصلے فرما، الہ العالمین جہالت سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین علم عطا فرما، گمراہی سے بچا لے، ہدایت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین تیرے در کی دوری سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین تیرے قربوں کے نصیب کر، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تیرے غصے سے حفاظت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین تیری رضا کامل نصیب کر، پریشانیوں سے مصیبتوں سے نجات عطا فرما، حفاظت فرما، عافیت کلی عافیت دائمی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین برے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین خاتمہ نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین جہنم سے بچا لے، جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما، ارحم الراحمین فقر سے بچا لے، رزق میں برکت عطا فرما، ارحم الراحمین ارحم الراحمین ارحم الراحمین، دنیاوی اخروی تمام خیرات سے مارا مال فرما، دنیاوی اخروی تمام شعور سے عبادت فرما، الہ العالمین جن بچوں نے آج قرآن مجید ختم کیا ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما، انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما، انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما، مرتے دم تک ان کے سینوں کو الہ العالمین قرآن مجید کا خزانہ بنا دے، الہ العالمین انہیں ان کے سینوں کو قرآن مجید کے علوم معارف کا خزینہ بنا دے، الہ العالمین انہیں اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین دنیا کے کونوں تک اس علم کو پہنچانے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین ان کے اس حفظ قرآن کو ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے، ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے، ہم سب کے لیے باعث نجات اخروی بنا دے، الہ العالمین ان بچوں کو ماں باپ کے لیے، خاندانوں کے لیے، اساتذہ کے لیے سب نئی جاریہ بنا دے، اب ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا دے، الہ العالمین بے انتہا قبول کر دے، انہیں علماء ربانی ان میں شامل بنا دے، انہیں اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما، الہ العالمین انہیں خدام دین میں شامل فرما، الہ العالمین انہیں خدام دین میں شامل فرما، انہیں خدام دین میں شامل فرما، ان کی برکت سے ہم سب کو بھی قبول فرما، ہم سب کو بھی قبول فرما، الہ العالمین سب کو سب کی اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین کسی کو بھی اپنی اولاد اور اپنی نسلوں کے برے دن نہ دنیا میں دکھا نہ آخرت میں دکھا، الہ العالمین سب کی اولاد کو سب کی نسلوں کو ان کے لیے دنیا خیر برکت پیدا فرما، اس کے تحت جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، اس مسجد کو شر سے فتنے سے محفوظ فرما، الہ العالمین اس مسجد کے تمام امور کو صدقہ صالحین کے طریق پر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، یہاں کے ائمہ یہاں کے علماء کے علوم میں فیوز میں خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما، الہ العالمین ان کی دل جمعی میں، ان کے لگن میں، ان کی محنت میں، کوشش میں اور برکت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین ان کے دلوں میں امت کی ہمدردی اور خیر خواہی میں مزید اضافہ فرما، الہ العالمین یہاں کی کمیٹی منتظمین، الہ العالمین ان سب حضرات کے خلوص میں اور زیادہ برکت پیدا فرما، اتفاق اور اتحاد اور فکروں میں اور برکت پیدا فرما، الہ العالمین سب کو صحیح فکر نصیب فرما، صحیح سوچ نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین ان سب کے درمیان خوب اتفاق کے پیدا فرما، یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما، اس مسجد کو خوب آباد فرما، اس کی ظاہری باطنی مادی روحانی جتنی ضرورتیں ہیں سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما، سب میں ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما، اس مسجد کو پورے عالم کی ہدایت کے لیے قبول فرما، الہ العالمین اسے علم و عمل کی نشر و اشاعت کا ذریعہ بنا، ارحم الراحمین ارحم الراحمین اس علاقے میں اس علاقے میں جتنی مسجدیں ہیں، جتنے مدارس ہیں، جتنے دینی کام جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما، الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے سب کو قبول فرما، اختلاف انتشار سے سب کی حفاظت فرما، سب کو شیر و شکر بنا، سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا، الہ العالمین حق کی حفاظت فرما، اہل حق کی حفاظت فرما، اہل حق کے کاموں کی حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین حق اور باطل صحیح اور غلط کے درمیان تمیز کی ہمیں صلاحیت عطا فرما, اس کے بعد حق کو اختیار کرنے کی, باطل کو چھوڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین, یا رحم الراحمین, یا رحم الراحمین. ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہیں ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ہمیں ان کی دعاؤں کا, توجہات کا مورد مرکز بنا. الہ العالمین, ہمیں ان کی خدمت کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, ان کی منشا کے مطابق چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں, الہ العالمین, انہیں اپنی جوان رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. رفع درجات عطا فرما, رفع درجات عطا فرما, رفع درجات عطا فرما. جو زندہ ہے انہیں کسی کا محتاج نہ بنا. الہ العالمین, رفع درجات, ولایت میں ترقی والی زندگی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, وقت آخر کلمے والی, ولایت والی موت عطا فرما. اے رب الرحیمین, اے رب الرحیمین, اے رب الرحیمین. جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکاء مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں برکت والی, وسعت والی, حلال روزی عطا فرما. بے اولاد کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین. آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. رب اجعلنی مقیم الصلاۃ ومن ذریتی, ربنا وتقبل دعاء, ربنا اغفر لی ولوالدی وللمؤمنین یوم یقوم الحساب, ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. اللهم انا نسألک فی سفر فرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.